WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Energetic Alignment, your daily dose of affirmations and vibes so high they'll make you want to dance on air. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to guide you through this wild journey called life with a sprinkle of laughter, a dash of wisdom, and a whole lot of love. Today, we're diving deep into something that's been holding us back for way too long. Those pesky negative thoughts. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel, stuck on repeat with the same old worries, fears, or self-criticism? You know that feeling, right? It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones dragging you down and stealing your joy. But guess what? We have the power to let go. Now, I get it. It sounds easier said than done, right? Letting go of thoughts isn't like flicking a switch, it's more like untethering yourself from something that feels deeply ingrained. But trust me, it's totally possible. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Become aware. The first step is recognizing those negative thought patterns. They might pop up in the form of self-doubt, comparison to others, or anxiety about the future. Pay attention to your inner voice, what's it saying? Once you become aware of these thoughts, you can start to challenge their validity. 2. Challenge the narrative. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as facts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, our minds jump to conclusions without any real proof. By questioning the narrative, you can start to break free from its grip. 3. Replace with positivity. This is where the magic happens. For every negative thought, try to replace it with a positive affirmation. Instead of "I'm not good enough," say "I'm worthy and capable." It might feel awkward at first, but consistency is key. Those affirmations will eventually start to rewire your brain for the better. 4. Practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to what you're grateful for can be a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, the sunshine on your face, or the laughter of loved ones. This simple practice can make a world of difference in your outlook. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, letting go of negative thoughts is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments when you slip back into old patterns. Don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it, gently guide yourself back to positivity, and keep going. Let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're applying for your dream job. You've poured your heart and soul into the application, but then those pesky doubts creep in. What if I'm not qualified enough? What if they choose someone else? These thoughts can feel so real, like a wall standing between you and your goals. But instead of letting them sabotage you, try this. Acknowledge the fear, saying to yourself, "It's okay to feel nervous about this." Then, shift your focus to your strengths and qualifications. Remind yourself of your past successes, the skills you bring to the table, and the value you can offer. Visualize yourself getting the job, feel the excitement, the sense of accomplishment. By choosing to focus on the positive, you can overcome those limiting beliefs and create space for success. It's about rewriting your internal script and believing in your own awesomeness. So remember, beautiful souls, letting go of negative thoughts is a superpower we all possess. It takes practice, self-compassion, and a willingness to challenge those ingrained patterns. But the rewards are worth it: more joy, greater resilience, and a life that truly reflects your vibrant potential. Now go out there and shine. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from hearing these words. And remember, you can find me on social media for daily affirmations and a whole lot of love. Until next time, keep raising those vibrations and embracing the awesomeness that is you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.